Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Powered by the Salvation Army, your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army." Or go to salvationarmyusa.org to make a gift. Here's what astronauts see when a rocket aborts mid-flight, by Eric Niller. Nick Hagg spent 20 years dreaming of getting into space, first as an Air Force test pilot, then as a NASA astronaut since 2013. He got his big chance to blast into orbit last Friday aboard a Soyuz spacecraft, launching from Russia's Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Hagg and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ochivnin were expecting a routine 6-hour flight to the International Space Station, but 2 minutes after liftoff, something went wrong. The crew capsule where they were sitting started shaking as the massive booster failed to separate properly from the rocket's upper stage. It went from normal to something was wrong pretty quick, Hagg said during his first interview about the event broadcast this morning on NASA's Facebook page. The first thing I noticed was being shaken fairly violently side to side. Then there was an alarm in the capsule and a light. I knew once I saw the light that we had an emergency with the boosters. The Soyuz MS-10 capsule deployed an emergency abort system that blasted the capsule away from the booster, sending Hagg and Ochivnin to safety. At that point, I knew we weren't going to make it to orbit, Hagg said. The mission changed to getting back to the ground as safely as we could. The escape velocity resulted in forces of nearly 7 times gravity, more than the normal 5G that astronauts feel during a normal launch. Then, as the capsule reached its highest point above ground, Hagg witnessed the blackness of outer space and the curvature of the Earth through a porthole. Objects in the capsule began floating during a few seconds of weightlessness. I looked out the window, and I realized that I got close, Hagg said. The 34-minute drop back down was relatively uneventful. The capsule's parachutes deployed and the craft landed in Kazakhstan, where search and rescue crews quickly picked up the team. The first moment that I was able to take a deep breath was after we came to a skidding stop in the capsule, and my window was 12 inches from the dirt, Hagg said. And I realized just how lucky we were. Hagg gave credit to the thousands of engineers and controllers who put the emergency systems in place. I'm thankful they did their job, he said. That helped temper the disappointment of not being on the station right now. I'd much rather be there, but I'm super thankful that I'm alive and kicking today. Hagg said he didn't know if or when he would fly again. He's currently on leave in Houston before returning to NASA next week. The head of Russia's State Space Corporation, Dmitry Rogozhkin, tweeted on Saturday that he expects both Hagg and Ovchinin to head to space in the spring of 2019. Russian officials are also investigating a strange drill hole in a different Soyuz capsule. This one docked at the ISS, though NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said that it expects the Soyuz mission to resume after a joint U.S.-Russian investigation is complete. 3 astronauts remain on board the space station. NASA officials haven't said whether they will return when their scheduled mission is complete in December. Friday's incident was the first time in 35 years that a crewed Soyuz flight failed after liftoff. Hagg and Ovchinin were both scheduled to perform a spacewalk and 300 science experiments during their 6-month stay on the space station. When Hegg returned from Russia back to NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, he said he was hugged by his fellow astronauts, but also ribbed to try harder next time.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.